One of my favorite series from my childhood is Star Trek The Next Generation. It's something I started watching when they started broadcasting it on BBC Two. It was, for example, Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. They used to have something which I think was, it was a part of something called Def 2. Def 2 was this thing where they used to show lots of the classic sci-fi and cult type shows. The Invisible Man, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Battlestar Galactica, Buck Rogers. Sort of, it was always on at 6 o'clock tea time in the UK on BBC Two. And I think this was part of that. If not, it was just being broadcast as a standalone series. But they did basically bring Star Trek TNG, BBC Two, I mean, to the UK. I think the BBC was the first channel to broadcast it. And they sort of stopped doing that. And then later on, Sky One, I think it was, they started to broadcast it. And that was when I really, really got into Star Trek The Next Generation. So as our special tribute to that, we're going to do with Star Trek TNG what we've been doing with Frasier. Looking at the basic episode guide, looking at the mistakes, looking at the sort of trivia and background information, production notes, that kind of thing. But the basic idea is to let you know, this is basically if you're in the UK. If you're outside the UK, then probably you may not be able to see the actual channel. However, nonetheless, you can enjoy the podcast, the episode, the information we're able to bring to you. So, for example, if I have a look at this, on Monday, on the Sci-Fi Channel at 12 p.m. on the 18th of July, you've got Yesterday's Enterprise. Now, this is episode 15 from the third series, and a version of the Enterprise that was destroyed more than 20 years ago appears with a Tasha, or a version of Tasha Yar. It's all because of a temporal rift leading Picard into a race against time to change history and to save billions of people. This is a special episode guest starring Denise Crosby as the new Tasha Yar. So it's a great episode, Yesterday's Enterprise. And I have some information for you. Oh, yes, I do. Not a lot, but a little bit of information. I can tell you, for example, it was first broadcast on the 17th of February, 1990. I can also tell you that there was a mistake. Isn't there always? Captain Picard is stunned to hear the children should be on the Enterprise. This is a different version, you see, because in the, if you like, the alternate reality, they're basically a battleship. Now, the thing is, Wesley is still part of the crew in the alternate timeline, although he was only on the Enterprise as a family member to begin with. Now, it's possible that because of wartime, he may have had a quicker academy education and been officially transferred onto the Enterprise as a junior officer. So he wasn't there just as a member of the family, he was there as an officer in his own right. This is borne out by the fact that Wesley is wearing a full ensign's uniform in command red, rather than his acting ensign's uniform as seen in the unchanged timeline. So there's a possibility it's not a mistake. At the same time, the production people possibly just got lucky with this one. Bit of trivia, Denise Crosby, this is her favourite episode.